1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with elevated speech or wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus the Anointed One, and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my proclaiming were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We do speak wisdom, however, among those who are mature, yet it is not a wisdom of this age, nor of the heavenly rulers of this age, who are being rendered powerless. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, even the wisdom which has been hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory. This is a wisdom which none of the rulers of this age understood. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it is written, things which eyes have not seen nor ears heard, and which have never entered into the heart of man, things which God is preparing for those who love Him. Isaiah 64:4. But God reveals them to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches out all things, even the profound things of God. For which man knows the hidden things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? In this same way, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. But we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, so that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. These are the things about which we also speak, not in words, which human wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, using spiritual words to describe spiritual things. Now the soulish man does not understand the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him, and he cannot comprehend them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual understands all things, yet he himself is correctly understood by no one unspiritual. For who has known the mind of the Lord, so that he should instruct him? Isaiah 40:13. But we are laying hold of the mind of the Anointed One through being transformed. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.